Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Croppens. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're like, hey, wait a minute, I didn't hear part one. Guys, it's because we put out a lot of recaps. Go back and listen to part one, okay? It's before this one. Bye. Enjoy the show.
So now everybody starts waking up and Joe and Nathan are next to each other on the dock and they're not speaking. And Joe's like, well, this is it. So where are we? Where are we in our friendship there? And Nathan's like, ugh. And Joe tells us he's put so much effort into being there for Nathan, but Nathan really like never kissed him back as much. And so I didn't want difficulty with Victoria to ruin a relationship with Nathan. And Nathan's view is, you know, when you're friends with someone, they're bad decisions or something that you're willing to look by, but I don't like it. And it fucking tests my patience. And I don't want to be associated with that.
Even though was Joe really acting the same way. Was Joe really there for Nathan? Did we see that? Did we see Joe abandoning his post mid-season and then Nathan getting yelled at by Captain Sandy for not having someone on the dock, the whatever it is, the dry dock, whatever? Did we see that when Nathan was so excited for Gail to come back that Joe was already trying to undermine it? And even just as recently as last week, when Nathan said that Gail was going to Menorca, that Joe was like, oh, she's probably going to cheat. She's probably going to cheat. So has Joe really been there for Nathan? I'm not really sure about that.
Yeah. And then on the other hand, Nathan was fine with Joe when he was like acting like a fuckboy like Joe. But now that he has to clean it up for a girlfriend, he's like, I won't stand for this. So Joe and Nathan, not good. It's not going well. But they dock and it goes okay. Except that Nathan is like, Max, don't hang the line. Don't let the line hang over the deck like that. And he's like, yes, you're on mail. But he does anyway. And now people in the dock are speaking and Max starts imitating their language. And Nathan's like, stop screwing around. You got to stop that. And then Max messes up the line because he doesn't wait for V to throw her line first.
Yeah, he like goes over to that side and Nathan's like, what are you doing, Max? For some reason, Max decided to go over to V's side and lines are getting tangled. And I'm honestly dumbfounded. I'm so dumbfounded. I got to lean forward in my chair again because everything we've had, I've overcome this season is really the way, like, is this how we have to go out? Really? Fuck me. Oh, like you should have fired this guy four charters ago.
Truly. Yeah. So they finished the final docking and Sandy's like, wow, good job. BB's coming. Okay. Crew, Sandy, BB's on her way. BB's on her way. So, Nathan now goes to confront Max and he's like, I don't know what you didn't understand about the crossover lines. He's like, oh, I tried, bro. I just want to do it. I don't know why you're so mad at me. Did you just throw a chicken nugget at my face? Well, you think it's a funny way to do, so I do too. Do you too?
I talk to you, you talk to chicken nugget. So Nathan goes, listen, we don't do things your way, Max. We do them my way. I generally don't want to hear anything else. It's like, you know, I don't care that Nathan angry with me because this is the last day, last talking, and I want it to be last fight. So Nathan's like, oh, God, let me so shocked. So now the guests pack up to go, to leave. And the Joe is in the galley with Kizzy, and they're just flirting and being awful. And Nathan's just still in his room. He's muttering. He's angry at Joe. He's angry at Max. Just angry at everything right now.
Yeah. So now it's time for the guests to leave. They're like, we don't want to leave. We don't want to leave. But they have to. And she's like, I got a big envelope of cash. All right. And that's for your protection. You don't protect me. You don't get the fucking cash. That's how we roll. All right, everybody. Elvis has left the motherfucking building. Probably because you guys came in. He was like, I'm out of here.
I know. By the way, we didn't leave you guys cash. We left you sauce. Enjoy. So everyone's happy. And Sandy's like, all right, everyone. Final tip meeting. Wow. Final charter of the season. I got to tell you, I've got the blues. That's why I've been listening to a lot of BB King. Oh, God. BB's coming today. Can't wait.
All right, guys, for the final tip of the season, if you find a BB, pick her up and never let her go.
By the way, guys, just want to let you know that we have a special guest here. Her name is Lilith. Please welcome BB Newirth. Oh, God, BB's here.
Josh, okay, I'm going to give speeches to people. Josh, gosh, watching you create your dishes, not on plates, ironically, the flavors that you did for the clients. I mean, you really crushed it. You really crushed it. Especially when you learn to put things on those little round things we call plates. Good for you, Josh. Nailed it.
Isha, I love working with you. You're like a bright beacon, a bright and actually fairly loud beacon, but a beacon nonetheless. Kizzy and Kathy, a pleasure. Kathy, I love that you're British. Kizzy, you're someone that's on this boat, so that's nice. Love what you're doing. Love your footwear. Very sexy. Very, very chic look in my community. Joe, I love that you became lead deckhand. I love that you perfectly imitate the embarrassed emoji face. Wow, you just really nailed it. Smile. Love that for you.
You know, at first I thought you're just eyebrows and teeth. And now, so V, the way that you tackle those vendors, wow, they're twice your size. That's great. And Max, the way you came through from the previous charter season was incredible. I mean, you did everything wrong. You fucked up every day. You didn't listen to instructions one time, I don't think. But God bless you. You're fun. I don't really know what you're talking about, but I love BB, and that's the point. So, Nathan, your beginning wasn't easy as bosun, but look, you started as a bad bosun with bad hair, and now you're ending as a decent bosun. You still got bad hair. But God, have I spoken enough? Is there anyone else? Oh, I want to thank the homely guys who actually do the work on the boat. Get out here, Fred Flintstone, Barney Flintstone, and the guy from King of Queens.
It's weird that we had a non-Hanna-Barbera representation here, but that's just the way it goes, you know? Nathan, look, don't feel bad about your hair. I think it's actually lovely. When I see it, it's like, oh my God, it's a bagel. Or I love bundt cakes. It reminds me of nice things, so it's special.
It's like a bundt cake made out of hair, which nobody wants to eat. You should probably cut that.
They're so thick, those bundt cakes. You spend so much time eating the cake, you barely get any frosting. If you really think about it, why do we make them? Just that we cook faster? Why?
So guys, one more thing. I'm not going to have dinner with you. So that's why you got all these speeches right now. Instead of me squinting at you awkwardly while you tried to eat a steak. So I'm going to dinner with BB. BB's coming to town, guys. Wow.
Okay, the tip is crazy low, $16,000. But I think it may not be as high as some other tips this season. But in return, you get to live. So we love that. Okay, everyone. Congratulations.
The tip was $16,000. That's embarrassing. So shitty. It was not 16. That is terrible. Oh, my God.
Is that worse?
That is terrible and not surprising. I think that's the lowest, no?
Is that the worst than the porn stars on Below Deck?
I think so. Or were they 14?
The porn stars were there for 5 days, which is even...
Yeah.
More terrible.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this is bad. So now they have to turn over the boat one last time. And Kathy and Max go cuddle with each other. And he's like, oh, my God, I'm so Swiss. And she goes, stop being in your own brain. And he goes, oh, I know. Me, my brain. And she's like,
just have one. You can't be inside of something that doesn't exist.
Stop spending time in that scramble. Come to me, Max. Come to me. He's like, oh, you can't be good everywhere. She is white.
And she's like, you're so good for me. And she's like, just don't get in your head with us as well. Kathy, you need to get in your head about this. What are you doing? Yeah. You're too good for this man. I know I say it to every woman on this show eventually, but come on, man.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, I think, Kathy, you should just, like, be with literally anything or anyone else. Honestly, date the fender. I don't care, but not Max. So now they do their jobs and everything. And Nathan and Aisha hug. And she's like, how's it going with Joe? And he's like, well, him and Kizzy, fuck, stupidness, man. Honestly, I'm just thinking about Gail. How much I love her. How I can't wait to ghost her for 7 days in a row, you know? Oh! I can't be with anyone else. I don't have an emotional connection with anyone. I mean, the last person I kissed, it just felt like a soul-sucking, awful, terrible, miserable experience. That was Kizzy, though. You're right. Did I start?
That's my point. That's my point. So now we go to Kizzy and Kathy, and Kathy's like, are you going to kiss Joe? And she's like, oh my God, there's just so much tension between us, isn't there? What else can I do? And Kathy says, yeah, do you know what's a better feeling? And she goes, dick. And she says, I really want to kiss Joe. I mean, there's no point in denying it. I broke up with the guy that I was seeing, so that I didn't leave here with any unanswered questions. And on my deathbed, I want to think, oh, probably shouldn't have done that, you know, rather than, oh my God, I wish I did this. I wish I did this. That's what I want to think. That's what I don't want to think.
I'm wondering what sort of answer Kathy was looking for from Kizzy when Kizzy was saying there's so much tension between us, and Kathy's like, do you know what's a better feeling? And Kizzy goes, dick. I feel like Kathy was like, I was going to say no, and we're going home, and there's new episodes of the Murdoch Mysteries on the box, but that's okay.
So now Nathan is talking to Josh and still talking about Gail. Like, I do not care about this story. Why does the storyline annoy me to this point? I just want Gail to escape. It bugs me every time. It's like, oh, I hope Gail comes out tonight. Fucking nervous. You ghosted her. So yeah. Everyone's now finishing up their stuff, and Sandy gets a text from BB. She's like, hey, BB, your wife is pulling up outside, BB.
Oh my gosh, she's here. Okay. Oh. So she goes outside and they hug and it's nice. She goes, being recently married, it's hard to be away from your person, and we're gone for a long time. And I want to share a little bit of my Europe with Leah, you know, places that she hasn't been, that I've lived for so long. I want to show her the magic of Barcelona, but also I want to introduce her to the guy who looks like he's from King of Queens, because she sort of looks like Leah Remini. And I was thinking, I don't know, maybe we could do some sort of skit.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So they go wake up Aisha, who's in, well, she's not awake. Well, I mean, she is awake, but she's in bed, I guess half naked, because she's like, I can't get out of bed. I'm not wearing any pants. So I'll just say hello from up here. Hello, Leah Remini wig. Hello.
Hello. So they say hi, and then Nathan gets a text from Gail. Like, I feel like, why is Gail feeling like a winter storm? It's like, okay, this just in, the winter storm. We are starting to get our first flurries. The first flurries are arriving. The storm is arriving in the metro area. It's like every 5 seconds, it's a metro update on Gail approaching the... Gail's going to be coming out tonight. Oh my God, Gail's still coming out tonight. Can't wait for Gail. She just texted. She's getting ready to come out tonight.
So Nathan's like, oh my God, it's here. She's here. Oh my God, what am I going to do? I'm so nervous. I'm so nervous. And Captain Sandy tells Leah, you look beautiful, BB. She goes, you look beautiful, BB. And she's like, oh my God, what? You're such a little parrot. Why'd you say that back, you little baby? And Leah's like, squawk, BB. Oh God, just go. Like, for Christ's sake, go. I don't need to see people in love either.
Yeah.
I don't want you in love. I don't want you out of love. You really can't win with me. At this point, I'm like, just get rid of all of them.
Hey, BB, tonight, how about I show you Barcelona, and I put together a little dinner with limited seating, so that way one person from Real Housewives of Miami can't join us. Okay, let's do it. So then Gail arrives, and of course she's gorgeous, because it's Gail, and he's like, oh God, it looks great, you look great. Oh. So Gail is like, see Nathan last week. By the way, it's so funny that when she talks to us, they put her in the bravado uniform. And she was like, she subbed in for one day. And now she has to like speak to us in the stupid red polo. So she's like,
also, she's dressed great and looks beautiful. And he's wearing like shorts and a black t-shirt. He's like, you look beautiful. And she goes, yeah, what an outfit you're in.
Seeing Nathan last week, I wouldn't have expected to go as well as it did. I thought I'd closed it and bricked it up, but actually, something seems different about him, and just trying to figure out whether I take that risk again or I don't, I kind of get the feeling that he's about to cut his hair, change it, make it look a little bit different, and I want to be there for him.
So Aisha freaks out when she sees Gail. I don't need to make the noise, but I'm sure we can all imagine it. It's loud. And Kizzy comes down wearing one high heel because she's got her boot. And they're like, oh, my God, look at you wearing just one high heel and a boot. That's something. She's like, yeah, hopefully I'll get kissed tonight. And so now we get in the vans to go to dinner. And Kathy's like, Max is adamant that tonight he's sleeping in the master. And V's like, yeah, well, Gail and Nathan might fight you for that.
Who's going to fuck in the master?
Who's going to do it? So everyone's cheering, dinner, dinner, dinner. And Nathan is such a gent. He lets Gail spit up her gum in his hand, which is so lovely. And then Joe is like, so, Nathan Gallagher, what are you doing straight after this? I'll fly to Liverpool. See me, Mom. You can come with if you want. I know some good real estate if you want to get into on that. And Nathan's like, nah, I want to fly out to Australia.
Oh, Gail gasp. Gail gasp.
And he's like, oh, bro, you're leaving me for a woman. Oh, wow. And just throws his hands. And I like that Joe just got kind of dumped at the dinner table. And he's like, no, I'm choosing my woman over my mate, man. And so Aisha's like, wow, you guys really did change, didn't you? Look at that. Nathan says, well, if you don't change in a year, it's pretty concerning. Isn't it, Joe?
Isn't it? And Joe's like, I know things have been a little weird with me and Nathan, but we've been through a very tough charter season. Maybe have a laugh and a joke with the crew instead of playing with Gail. She's such a fucking bitch. Am I right, everyone? High five. Anyone? Anyone? But whatever. I wasn't expecting a shift like this to happen ever between me and Nathan. I'm like, yep, because he likes her. You talked shit about her. So he's like, bye. I'm going with Gail.
Yeah. So now they order a straw for Gail. And Gail's like, Nathan gets that straw for her. And Gail's like,
how did you become this considerate and nice? I mean, the Nathan I never would have thought to order me a straw.
Wow. that's what being on yachts too much does. It lowers your expectations so much that you're like, you know what? This man ordered me a straw. I'm having his baby.
It's not the last straw. It's the first straw. So then everyone's like happy and everything. And so then Joe switches seats. And now he's sitting next to Kizzy, who's sitting next to V. And then, of course, they're being loud and flirtatious so V can hear it. And Kizzy's like, we could put our, you know, this blanket across our laps and then we could touch each other on the genitals. Jokes. Jokes. Right, V? Wasn't that a hilarious joke about me touching Joe's genitals? Ha, ha.
Ah. V's like, oh my God, it's like they're trying to embarrass me in front of everybody. This is just not cool.
Well, why couldn't you break up with your boyfriend a little bit earlier, Kizzy? Then I wouldn't have wasted so much time with V over there.
That is such an obnoxious thing to say right in front of V. Like, that is so rude. V's like, yeah. I can hear everything you're saying. And Josh is like, I can see why it might affect you. And V's like, did someone just speak? I don't know who said that.
Yeah. So Max is
came from the table.
Max is talking to Kathy now and he's like, I'm infatuated. We are different. I think it is perfect. It is way more fucking important. Eh? And she's like, well, you said you wanted to see me after this, didn't you? And he's like, yes, I want. And she goes, me too.
Oh, and then they kiss. Mm. You guys, romance is alive.
Romance is alive. So Joe and Kizzy have a blanket on their laps and they're doing things under that blanket. And now it's time to go to the club, which means we get some more Aisha dancing, which means she sort of stands in place and sways left and right with her hands out. Mm-hmm. Almost like she's doing some weird stationary game of volleyball or dodgeball or something.
With her tongue out. This thing. Gail and Nathan dance together, talk about how they missed each other. And then we cut to Kizzy, who's licking something off of Joe's eyelid. And V sees it and Nathan checks on her. And Joe's like, oh, God, I want to kiss you so fucking bad for 6 weeks and I can't do it. Ah, and she laughs. And then we go to Joe and Kizzy next to Aisha. And she's like, oh, remember when I said just be a little bit conscious in front of V, Joe? You remember that? And he's like, but we were just talking. Cut to her licking something off of his eyelid.
I know.
It's banter. What are you mad at me for having banter? Not allowed to have banter anymore.
And H is just shocked just to how brazen they are, and she's disappointed. And Kizzy's like, it's just us having fun. If we were like snogging, I'd understand. So Nathan then goes over to Max to have one of these bullshit conversations that people have at the end of the season where they hate each other, but they'll be like, God, you're a lot of work. You're a lot of work, but I love you. I love you. And they hug, but they still hate each other. That's basically the whole thing of it.
Yeah, Nathan's in a good mood. So he's like, you make me crazy, but I still love you, mate. I'd love to work with you again. Don't do it. Do not have him back, please.
No.
Please.
And then, he's like, I can't stand the guy. Now people are going back to their vans. Gail and Nathan are whispering, and he's like, I love you. You own me. She's like,
you get one chance, and then one more after that, and then three more after that, and then back down to one. And then we renew and go back to the beginning to one chance.
I'll take it. So now Max and Kathy are making out in the van, and Joe and Kizzy are in the back making out. And Josh is just sitting there like, oh my God, I can't even get laid after I plated things. I mean, did people not see the struggle I went through the last charter?
Kathy's like, by the way, everyone, what happens in the taxi stays in the taxi. Okay. Also, by the way, I feel like we didn't mention how crazy everyone looked at this dinner. This was supposed to be it is their last dinner. And I don't know if they were trying to go for certain looks, but they all, like every single one of them dressed crazy for this. I was like, what is happening here with this style?
Like really formal.
But like strange, like strangely off kilter formal. I was like, they look bonkers as a group.
Well, the important thing is that Joe and Kizzy finally got their makeout sesh on camera, officially on camera. Mm. And so now
and Kizzy, everyone's getting out of the vans. They have their makeout session. And Kizzy tells us she's telling Josh, OK, I did kiss Joe in the car. And now that I've done it, I'm like, I don't need to do it again. See, I sowed all this destruction just so I could kiss him once, but keep my options open for Tommy after the season. Now I'm donezo.
And you know what? Thank God. I actually laughed at this and was like, yes, this was the first cheer that Kizzy got from me all season. I love that she did this. I love that she was like, all right, I made out with him. I'm done with him now. And then drops him and goes to bed. And she's like, yeah, you know what? I figured out. Maybe I'm in love with Tommy. You know, I mean, I did what I wanted to do. I made out with every person on the boat. And then she starts ticking off the men and the women, and she's made out with everybody. We see her like, you know, banging the King of Queens up against the side of the galley. And then she's like, I'm done. So I'm done with him. I'm going back to Tommy now.
I've kissed every single person. I've kissed V. I've kissed Aisha, I've kissed Nathan, I've kissed Kathy, because she kisses Kathy in the van also. I've kissed Joe. I kissed those two people who got fired. I wasn't supposed to say this. I kissed Sandy. I kissed Little Bear. I kissed the coffee machine. I don't think there's really anyone left on the boat. I kissed the guy on the dock that we throw the ropes to. Don't know his name, but he was a good kiss. I think that's everyone. I've just pretty much kissed every single person on this boat.
Bloop. Hey, it's me, Norma, just standing on the deck waiting for my kiss. All right. Well, not everyone. Not everyone. But I did it. I'm going back to Tommy. Oh, does this mean I love him? And so now she goes to bed.
Josh
and
is like, I couldn't help but overhear your list. I feel like you should be a completionist about this task. Just no. Feel good about it. I feel like I've really covered all the ground I needed to cover. So, Tommy it is.
So now she goes to bed, and she goes to bed ugly. Like, like when you're sleeping cute, and you're like, me, 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 me. And then there's days where you just sleep ugly, where you're like, like arms above your head, just like you fainted in the middle of something, like with some ice cream coming out of your mouth, just like, And she sleeps like that. And then Joe's like, oh, I'm going to finally get laid. Oh, it's amazing. I finally got her where I want her. And he opens her door and she's like, he's like, God damn it. So, after all that, you look like a douchebag and you didn't even get laid. Loser.
After that. Yeah. So then we have everyone else is going into the primaries, and Nathan's whispering with Gail. Excuse me, I'm not getting choked up. I'm just burping. But it sounded like I was being overwhelmed with emotion. And I can assure you, I was not. to guess. I'm terrified of what it was like. Oh God, let me just hide out of my forever and then just I just am scared to overcome your fears. And I promise I'll make you happy. Except for 7 days every year when I shall disappear. But then I'll come back, I promise. Because I'm a sister.
You want to be with me? He's like, forever. Forever.
And now Max and Kathy are whispering to each other. He's like, I fucking like you. And then we get the close-up of both the doors while everybody's fucking. And now we cut to Joe eating noodles in bed alone. So, you know, yeah. Kizzy gave us a lot of frustration, but at least she gave us a nice, solid ending. So good for her.
Yeah, I'll give her a good for her for frustrating Joe, but I'll say bad for her because she hurt V in the process, which I did not think was cool. So then,
no, of course, I'm just saying, morning. You know, the last move.
Take our wins.
One. I'll take it.
Take our wins where we can get them.
Yes, take our victories where we can get them. Yeah,
yeah.
So now Josh is singing with his guitar and in clown makeup. So he's just doing every hateable thing about him at the same time.
Yeah. And we forgot to mention that when Captain Sandy said that he did a good job, little Dominic, his cartoon alter ego, disappeared into the ether. So he's singing and about how they've grown and it's awful and we're ready for him to go. And he does, which is great. We don't have to hopefully ever see him again. And then everyone else is saying goodbye. Kathy's like, I don't want the season to end. I mean, going home is incredibly daunting, but meeting Max and having this connection, it's been amazing. And I can't wait to see where this goes. Hold on, I just got a vision of the future, which is me arriving at my mother's taxi company and everyone pointing and laughing at me and saying, oh, Kathy, you're so stupid. Why? Why?
Always, Cassie, she's my anchor to settle down. Oh, this crazy madness, things I did on the Bravado. Oh.
Commercials, here comes one right now.
I know that Max English is not his first language, but I feel like people don't like to be like, it's one thing to anchor someone, but you don't want to be the anchor, right? It's like, oh, she's just a ball and chain that keeps me grounded.
You're my anchor. I think people say you're my anchor, right?
A little anchor for me to just settle down, I guess.
I don't know. Like,
oh, she's Barnacle. Oh, I love Cassie.
So they leave together. They leave yes, together indeed. And I wave and cry and just yell, do better, do better. And V sees Joe and she's like, you good? And he's like, I'm here to help you. She's like, okay, because they're cleaning up the mess. And he's like, how was your night? She said, yeah, it was really fun. It's really fun watching you like dry hump fucking Kizzy all night. It was great. Thanks for asking.
I remember I was climbing the side of the boat last night. She's like, yeah, I remember you were all over Kizzy and you were all over the boat too. But I know the only thing that fucked you back was a fender. Yeah, that's true. And I wouldn't say all over Kizzy, but we were having a good time. And he's like shrugging, like, what the fuck? Like, why are you so mad right now? She's like, literally, I don't care. It's like, well, no, I want you to go out. Let's talk about it. Come on, speak it out. She's like, no. And she basically is like, I'm not in the wrong at all. And I've been... You know, it's been in my face for 2 charters and they fucked me over and I just have to stand my ground.
Yeah. So he's like, what do you want me to do? And she goes, yeah, I don't care. He goes, then why'd you bring it up? She's like, it's just a reminder that you can't hold your word for shit. And he says, well, I did say at first I won't do nothing, but then I went back and forth and, you know, I need to have fun at the end of the day and I don't owe anything to anyone.
She's like, yeah, that just tells me more about you as a person. Oh, forgive a man for having a bit of fun, you know? Oh, and she's like, yeah, but a real, real man keep their word. And obviously you're just a little boy.
But it yeah.
As it comes.
Yeah. If you didn't want to keep your word, you shouldn't have made your word. No one forced you to. No one forced you mm-hmm. to say, I'm not going to hook up with that girl. You could have just said, I'm sorry it didn't work out with us. I wish you the best and moved it right. along. But you didn't. You mm-hmm. lied. So she's like, yeah, you're predictable, classic fuckboy behavior. And he's like, oh, well, everyone calls me a fuckboy and I don't believe it. I'm a fuck man.
No.
Congrats.
Like if everyone's telling you that you're a fuckboy, maybe it's time to accept the fact that you're a fuckboy. But he does the whole thing of like, you know, I'm not perfect.
You know, I'm a work in progress.
Yeah.
Not perfect. Yeah.
Well, he came on as Joe Bradley 2.0. So, of course, it ends like this. Well, I'm not perfect. I'm so sorry for not being perfect. So she's like, whatever, just let it go. So she goes upstairs and then Kizzy goes into Joe's cabin and he's like, I don't think V's happy. And she's like, do you really care? He's like, no, not anymore because it's done. It's all done. You know what I mean? She's like, no, thanks. No, thanks. Bye.
Yeah, no, thanks. So V thanks Captain Sandy. Oh, thanks. You know, keep bringing your awesome self because you are incredible. Get up here. Time for a hug. Have this hug and then take a nap later because you're just going to have it all today. Okay, hug.
So she feels great because she came in green and, you know, she worked her way to deckhand and she came to this boat as a lowercase V, but she's leaving as a capital V.
I managed to avoid a VD from Joe Bradley, which is very impressive. So then, speaking of Joe, it's time for him to leave. So, Kizzy leaves first. She's like, bye. And she goes. And then now Joe goes to say goodbye to Nathan. And he's like, goodbye, Nathan. And he's like, yeah, see you later. And Joe's like, oh, the feelings that I'm taking away from the boat are so different from last season. Because last season they were like hugging and like, our brother for life, all that kind of stuff. And this time, literally it's Nathan just waving and turning back to Gale. And he's like, me and Nathan, it just seems like we want different things out of life. Right now, my sole focus is my career and self-growth. And I do hope that maybe one day I find a relationship that doesn't feel scary.
Oh, scary V.
I don't want to be that guy from the past. I'm a good guy. But now I know I'm the one to blame. So here's me taking the blame. Ha.
Here's you after just not taking the blame and acting like, just go. Just go. Take your eyebrows and go, sir. So Aisha's like, oh, Captain Sandy, how sick am I of saying goodbye to you? I can't take it.
She's like, oh, don't do it. Don't do it. Say bye to BB. BB, come here.
BB just pops behind the chair.
I'm still here.
Oh, you are still here after all. That's nice. We bloody did it. And now we can be with our loves. So she says that Aisha says that she's now a fully evolved Chief Stew and she's really mastered her craft. And now she's going to sit down with Scott and start doing some wedding planning because this girl's got a wedding to go to and it's mine.
She tells Aisha and she tells Nathan and Gail, she's like, I want you two to come to my wedding, but you can only come as a couple. If you're not a couple, you're not invited.
He's like, oh, I guess we'll have to stay together for a while, don't we? She's like, okay, that's okay, I'll do it. I'm done, as long as there's ice cream.
So they're great, and then Nathan says bye to Sandy, and she's like, you're a real asset. You're a real asset. Reference, whatever you need, just let me know, okay? Just let me know. Haircut, I'm here for you.
This season felt like I've gone through a fucking tornado, a tsunami. I can't believe we made it this far. And I'm just proud of myself. Never give up. That bald spot will go away. I swear it will someday. So then we see Nathan and Gail in the confessional. And Nathan's talking about how they spent time apart, but they've grown as people and they've changed. And they need to spend time together to see if they actually enjoy each other's company again.
And then 11 months later, dun, dun, dun. Guys, let's go to Croatia, shall we? It's Dubrovnik. Okay. Dubrovnik. We're in Dubrovnik. And
Dubrovnik.
They're in a little house together.
Way.
Yeah. They've got a baby. They've got a baby.
It's a baby. Baby it's a little Norma. Baby BB.
Little BB Norma.
BB Norma.
Yeah. She's there. Or they're there. The baby's there. I don't know if it's a he or she. And it's Caden Cameron Gallagher. Oh.
Yeah, little baby. We see Nathan's new haircut, which kind of looks like the same as the old haircut. It's just sort of like flatter and rounder. And
no, isn't it like kind of a crew cut?
Ish, but not quite.
I think it looks nice. Yeah, it looks nice, I think. So they have a baby and he's rushing off to get to charter because he's going to do another charter. And that's it. And then it says to be continued next season. Really?
So for anyone who's wondering what it's like for Nathan to have a baby, in a house while he's on a boat in
that he's not in
Croatia.
I know. We'll finally get to see somebody on Below Deck actually morph into the storyline of Below, morph into the stereotype, which is the guy who left the kid alone and now he only talks about the kid who he abandoned.
I just miss my kid.
To be a boat steerer.
I just need to FaceTime my kid. I can't go through this without my kid. All that stuff.
Yeah, so we actually got to see the origin story. So that was nice. And this season is done-za. It's done.
It's done. But don't worry. If you want more Below Deck, it resumes next week with Down Under. So the much-hyped season of Down Under, which has Daisy and Ben and Joao and the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. So it'll be quite the interesting thing to watch.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks for a season, Below Deck.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
Happy are we, it's Allison with an I.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
You'll always get the full story with Tori Parsons.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.